Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jeff Lorenowitz, midfielder and basically the elder statesman on the squad now for the Five Stripes, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline here. Jeff, Willie P. and Thomas Mott, thank you so much for joining us, and happy to get this season started once again.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So what has it been like over these last couple of weeks? You played, obviously, at altitude in Guadalajara. You're going to get another opportunity to do that against Honduras. How tough is that particular challenge when you're going up against a squad, too, in Motagua, that I'm sure it's pretty hard to kind of figure out what exactly you're going to see on the other side?
Yeah, I think one thing you can always plan for are the circumstances. You know, whenever we go into Central American country or Champions League games away from home, it's about as difficult as it can get. You know, you're going maybe at altitude, but you're playing against the ref, you're playing against the crowd, you're playing against a lot of different factors. So I think that's what was good about last week's trip to Mexico, is it kind of mirrors the same type of circumstances we're going to face. They're a really good team. This is going to be one of their biggest games of the year. And for us, you know, it's the second season in a row where it starts with the playoff kind of atmosphere. So we got to make sure that we're ready when we head down there.
Obviously, only a couple of preseason games to get you guys ready for your first CONCACAF match. How prepared do you guys feel via the preseason for what goes on tomorrow at 10 o'clock our time?
Well, I think we feel good. Obviously, it's a bit different, whether it's a preseason game at the beginning of preseason or toward the end. I think that, you know, nothing can really match the feeling of a real game. So I think the team feels good about where we are. I mean, obviously, this some new pieces coming in, but I think that the team has shown, you know, that we can win games through preseason. We can go away from home like we did last week in Mexico. We don't concede a goal, and in a two-leg series like Champions League is, that's a pretty good result. So I think we feel good about where we are, but like I said, once you step out on the field, you really get a taste of what's going on.
Your home for Atlanta United is 92.9 The Game, and the Five Stripes play at FC Motagua tomorrow. Pre-game coverage with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore at 9:30, with the kickoff at 10 o'clock for the CONCACAF Champions League round of 16. Jeff Lorenowitz, our guest, the midfielder from the Five Stripes here on 92.9 The Game. How odd is it that you had as much turnover as you did this offseason, and how have you guys coped with it?
Well, I don't know if it's that odd. I think that, you know, this is my 16th year in Major League Soccer, and every single offseason it seems like there's turnover. You lose a good portion of your roster from the previous season going into the next one. So I don't think that it's that strange. I think that it's a bit different. It's a bit more unique for a club like Atlanta United because, you know, we've only been around so long, and the fans and the players, we've spent kind of every minute with guys that we've lost, and I think that makes it a bit tougher. But, you know, you lose guys every year, and even Atlanta United have lost guys every year. So it's part of the sport, it's part of our business, and I think that, you know, every year from 17 up until now, we've done a good job of putting together one good season followed by another good season. So we'll do it again this year. I think that you lose players, it's part of the sport. But you have new guys coming in, and the guys that stick around bring everyone else along.
We hear a lot of guys in the media talk about being the hunters versus being the hunted. After winning the MLS Cup, a lot of people were saying, well, you guys are going to be the hunted now because you're going to get everybody's best match performance whenever they play you guys, the defending champs. This year, a little bit different. Is there something to be said about not being the defending MLS Cup champs? Does it make you hungrier? Is that just a talking point for all of us heads here at radio stations trying to get hype for the season?
Somewhat. I mean, you talk about hunted versus hunt, you know, the hunters versus the hunted. I mean, obviously that everyone on the outside will feel like we're the hunted, but within the locker room and within Atlanta United, we always feel like the hunters. I think that from day one, we've always tried to go out and win every single game, and we're going to continue to do that. It's just a kind of seems more like a mentality of people on the outside. But for us, we want to go out. We want to win every single game. This week's the first opportunity, and we'll roll right into the regular season. And I think there are plenty of things about Atlanta United for everyone else on the outside that make us feel like, you know, we're the hunted. But within the group, within the locker room, when we step on the field, we always feel like we're the hunters. We want to go out and win the game. And you see that in the mentality of all of our players.
Jeff Larenowicz joining us here, midfielder from Atlanta United. You're now one of the elder statesmen on this club, which is a nice way of saying you're a little bit older than some of the other players on the team, especially after the departure of Mr. Parkhurst, who is, of course, the real awesome captain for you guys. How much have you guys talked about as a team the loss of Michael and who was going to kind of take that armband on a permanent or semi-permanent basis over the course of this season? How much of those conversations have been had, and how much have you kind of taken the bull by the horns to be a leader on the squad to the young guys?
Yeah, I think the team has plenty of leaders. I think that obviously it goes without saying how good of a job and how loved Mike was, and how good of a job he did as our captain, as our first captain. But it kind of goes hand in hand with what I said before. You know, teams change year to year, things change, but it's up to people to step up. Whether, you know, I'm wearing the armband, or whether it's someone like Brad that might be doing it, or, you know, even a guy like Joseph who's been around from day one, and he knows how these things go. You kind of rally around each other, and you have an expectation of the level you want to perform at, and everybody looks to certain guys. I mean, I am a bit older than everybody else. I have a bit of experience, so I certainly feel like I can lead the guys around me, but really everybody's a leader of themselves on the field. Once you step out there, you got to win. I think that, like I said, you know, it seems that that's the Atlanta United mentality. When guys go out on the field, they want to win, and they want to push themselves, they want to push the guys around them, and I think we've done a really good job of that over the last 3 years.
Year two about to begin underneath Frank DeBoer. Obviously, a lot of people on the outside looking in cited him as kind of the problems early on with Atlanta United, and then everyone figured it out, and you guys had the great run in the postseason. Does it feel different in terms of being around him as the head of this squad going into year two?
Yeah, it's year two, right? I mean, year one, again, it goes back to it being such a young club. I think Tata came in and created an atmosphere in the club, and we had success, and he went out on top, and then he was gone, and someone had to fill those shoes. And I think that it was a transition period last year, but this is year two. Everybody knows what to expect. Everybody knows the sort of atmosphere and the mentality of this coach and what he's looking for on the field, and it's up to us to produce. Like you said, I think that the beginning of last year there was a transition period, but from the middle of the year on, it goes without saying that we had a pretty good year. We were, you know, 20-30 minutes from the MLS Cup again. So it's just about rolling that into this year and making sure we're ready from the start.
Jeff, I know there's been a limited amount that we've been able to see on the outside, but the one thing when you talk to the technical staff or even people who cover this team is that they've preached tactical versatility with this squad. How much of that has come out with practices and some of the other games we might not have been able to see when you guys get ready for this season? How versatile will you guys be in being able to play a lot more different shapes and ways over the course of this second season under Frank DeBoer?
Yeah, I think it's something that we as a club have done well for every year, 17, 18, 19. I think it's the ability to shift between whether it's three in the back, five in the back, four in the back, and how that changes the shape of players in front of us. It makes it really difficult for the other team to scout us, to get ready for us. I think we go into games thinking, well, what's our best formation to beat this team? And that goes back to the hunter versus the hunted. You know, I think that we go into it with the ability to tactically shift and keep the other team on their heels, and that helps us go into to win games. And I think that we have the personnel to change formations. We have plenty of guys that are familiar with both systems or even multiple systems, and we can do it either before the game or within the game, and that's a good thing to have. It's a good part of the arsenal. It keeps, like I said, the opponent on their heels, and it makes us a stronger team.
Jeff Larenowicz, the Atlanta United midfielder. Last one for you, Jeff. What's the one thing that you haven't seen over the course of the preseason that you want to see take into the season that you guys can not only take into these first two legs against Motagua, but also into your MLS opener coming up here at the end of the month against Nashville?
Well, I think I'm not sure if I can pinpoint one thing I haven't seen, but I think in several of the games we've come out and started fast. I think against Red Bull we scored almost right away. Against Philadelphia we scored right away. I think having a good start in these games is important, obviously, in these Champions League games. It's a two-leg series, so you don't want to go out and, you know, blow it all in the first 15 minutes by, you know, getting ahead of yourself. You want to get out there and get on top of the game. And I think that we did that in a few of the games in preseason, and I'd like to see us do that again.
We're watching tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, 9:30 the pregame here on 92.9 The Game. Best of luck to you, Jeff. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.